Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you out there listening today. Just to give you a brief update of what's going on in Kenya. We have, of course, finished the church building, and we're building a pastor's residence right next to the church, adjoining the church. And so we're going to, within a week or two, be finished with that project, and we'll be moving the pastor into that house. And so that will increase our security there at that place. We have security issues here in Kenya, as you might imagine. And so we have to think about how to protect our stuff, how to protect our buildings. And so that is going to be a great plus for the church to have the pastor right next to the church. In addition, he will be there to be able to minister to the flock and counsel the flock and pray for the flock. And so that is going to be a wonderful thing. We're praying also about building a school. We have a need for a good Christian school in the Makunda neighborhood. There's a Muslim school there. There's a Catholic school, but there's no Christian school. And so we're praying about having a Christian school there. We need a piece of land, maybe an acre or two. And then we need to get started with construction. It would take about 6 months to build a school like we have envisioned. It will be a primary school, first four or five grades to start with. And then as those children then progress in the education, we would add more classrooms and eventually make it a K through 12 school for our own children at the children's home, but also children in the neighborhood. So that's something you can be praying with us about, is helping us to build a good Christian school. If the Lord puts it on your heart that you would like to help to that project, you can donate to that and designate it. And we think that this is going to be a great project. It will be a great enhancement for our outreach into the community, because we're going to open the school up to families all over Makunda Village, and so they'll be able to send their school-aged children there, and we can teach them the gospel, have a good, clean, healthy, safe environment for them to learn, and also teach them their basic education and give them a very good basic education. So pray about that with us, and if the Lord puts it on your heart you'd like to help, email me pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we'll get started on that project. Well, today I'm calling this message Two Supernatural Events. We're going to talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to talk about the giving of the gifts of the church, the establishing of the gifts of the church when Jesus descended into the lower parts of the earth to preach to the tormented spirits, to preach to the bound spirits in hell, and to establish then the church that became the New Testament church, that church that you and I are a part of and that you and I participate in, and the gifts that we have. That church was established by Jesus Christ. And so we're going to look at these two events. First, I'm going to do just a little teaching on the Holy Spirit. And so if you have your Bible there, open it up to John chapter 14. And we're going to look at this teaching that Jesus was giving the disciples on the Holy Spirit. And this teaching came just not too long before Jesus went to the cross. It was a short period of time after this when Jesus went to the cross. He was crucified. But he was preparing the disciples for that day and the hour when he would be leaving them, and they would then be on their own to take the ministry that he had given them, to take the ministry and to share the gospel, to spread the gospel. And what a mighty job they did. What a wonderful job they did. The gospel was spread in the first few years after the disciples received their mandate and their commission. They spread the gospel all over the earth, all the way to India and through other avenues. They spread it into Africa and on up into Asia through the Apostle Paul, on up into Macedonia, Greece, and on over to Rome. And so they took the mandate that Jesus had given them, and they spread the gospel in an incredible and supernatural way. Well, the reason they had such zeal and passion and fire to spread the gospel was because of the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit that was in them. And so Jesus is giving a teaching here in John chapter 14, verse 17, about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And this is what he is telling the disciples. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And so Jesus said this Holy Spirit, this Spirit of truth, is going to dwell with you and in you. And beloved, that is a supernatural thing. That is a blessing from the Lord God Almighty, that God has given us his Spirit. It's not a force. It's not any kind of a magical power. He is a person, and he is the person of the Holy Spirit. He is the person, the third person of the Trinity of God. And so God has given the Holy Spirit to us to minister to us, to counsel us, and to be our advocate, and to be an intercessor for us. And so Jesus is teaching the disciples here. He says in verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And what he was talking about, he will come to us as the Holy Spirit, not Jesus himself, but he will send the Holy Spirit to abide with us, to counsel us. And so when you become a born-again believer, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you then receive him, you confess your sins, you repent, confess the name of Jesus and say, Lord, I want to serve you. Lord, I want to be your servant. I want you to be my master. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my Savior. When you make that confession and you say, Jesus, I believe you are who you say you are, follow it up with Christian baptism, then the Holy Spirit then comes to reside in you and with you, and he will walk with you wherever you go. You will never be alone. You will never be by yourself. You will never be an orphan. You can talk to the Holy Spirit all you want, all day long. You can talk to the Holy Spirit when you're in bed, when you're driving down the road, when you're in a classroom. Everywhere you go, you can talk to the Holy Spirit, and he will be there to counsel you in every decision that you make. Well, in John 15:26, Jesus goes on then to tell about the Holy Spirit. He says, when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And so Jesus said, the Spirit of truth comes from the Father. Jesus will send it to us from the Father, and he will testify of Jesus. In other words, he always gives testimony of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the one. John the Baptist told us in Matthew 3:11, he said, I baptize you with water. I, John the Baptist, baptize you with water. But there is one coming after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so John the Baptist, when Jesus came to him to be baptized, John the Baptist said, no, I shouldn't be baptizing you. You should be baptizing me. And Jesus said, permit this to be done to fulfill all righteousness. And so Jesus was water baptized, and that is the first baptism. But there's another baptism, and John the Baptist spoke of it. He said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so when you receive that second baptism, when you receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, it's not a baptism that you can see like the water baptism. You can see the water. You can see the person going down in the water. The Holy Spirit baptism comes with the fire of God, and it comes through Jesus Christ, the baptizer. When you come to Jesus, when you come to know Jesus and confess his name, then the baptizer baptizes you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And he will testify, Jesus said, this Holy Spirit will testify of me. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are always in unity. They don't disagree with each other. They don't testify against each other. They always testify for each other, and they testify because of each other. The greatness of God, the mighty exploits of God, the supernatural healing and miraculous nature of God. And so they testify of each other, and they are always in perfect unity. Well, Jesus went on to say in John chapter 16, verse 13, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and he will declare it to you. And so it's like a message gets passed from the Father to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says that he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and he will declare it to you. And then he also says, whatever the Holy Spirit hears, he will speak. What he hears from the Father, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Well, how in the world can the Holy Spirit tell us things to come? It can happen because God is not bound by linear time. The Lord God invented time, I guess you could say. And the Lord God existed before time, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit existed before time. So they are not bound by linear time. The Lord knows your tomorrows. He knows what's coming into your life tomorrow, just as he knows what's in your life today, what's going on with you today. He knows your yesterdays because he has ordained those also. And so the Lord knows your tomorrows, and so he is not bound by time. He can tell you through the Holy Spirit what is coming into your life tomorrow. He can tell you what to prepare for. He can tell you what to aspire for. He can tell you what to seek, what to ask for. Just as I, a few minutes ago, said that the Holy Spirit is counseling me, the Holy Spirit is encouraging me to pray for a school for our children, a good Christian school for our children. Well, why is that the Holy Spirit is urging me and nudging me to do that? It's because God knows this is his plan for Macunda Village. God knows this is his plan for us out there to make inroads into that village. And so God knows that the way that he can get it done is through this Gather the Outcast ministry. And we are already established there. We have a children's home and a church. And so if we can put a school there in that same area, in that same compound, it's going to be a tremendous stakehold for the kingdom of God in that village. And so that is how the Holy Spirit counsels. God knows we need it. God knows he needs it. And so we pray for the things that the Holy Spirit encourages, and pray for those things that the Lord God Almighty wants to see come here on this earth. Pray, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so God wants to teach children about his kingdom here on earth. God wants to teach children about the blessings of following him on earth. And so we can do that very readily and very handily through a school out there at Macunda Village. And so he says he will speak and he will tell you things to come, and he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and he will declare it to you. The Holy Spirit did come just as Jesus promised, just as the Father promised. The Holy Spirit did come, and it was poured out on the day of Pentecost, just as the Holy Spirit was promised to these believers. Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And so Jesus is coaching the disciples. This is after the resurrection. He is coaching the disciples and telling them that you're going to receive power, and that power is going to propel you to be a witness for me even to the end of the earth. First in the local region, Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. And beloved, that's why I'm here in Africa. The Holy Spirit has encouraged me and propelled me to go to the end of the earth. When you have the Holy Spirit and you have that counsel and you have that advocate walking with you, then you will go places you never thought of going before. You will end up in places you never even knew were on the map. And so when you go to those places, you then have a reason to be there. And that reason is to share the love of Jesus Christ for people who don't know him. That reason is to speak and preach the gospel. That's why we preach the Crusades, to tell thousands of people at one meeting about the love that Jesus Christ has for them. We tell people what a blessing it is to walk with Jesus, what a blessing not only on this earth, but for all eternity, the eternal life that they have promised to them. And so this is the reason that people go to the ends of the earth. This is the reason that missionaries are sent out, and that hospitals are built, and clinics are built, and schools are built, and churches are built, all in the name of Jesus. It's to share the love of Jesus and the good news of the gospel. Just as Jesus promised, you will receive power. When you have that power, you are not afraid. When you have that power, you can encounter difficulties, and you can overcome difficulties. You can overcome trials and tribulations. And that is the will of God for you and for all people who come to know him. Well, just as Jesus promised on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus had made this teaching to the disciples about they would receive power, 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, take it up in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, just a few points to make on this momentous day, on this incredible day. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with one accord in one place. They were of the same mind. They were there for the same purpose. They had the same love for each other, and they were there for the same purpose. They were being obedient to what the Lord had told them to do. He told them to wait for what the Father had promised to you. And they didn't know how long they had to wait. They were just there on the day of Pentecost. This was actually, they waited 10 days after he departed. And they waited 10 days, and they were in prayer. They were in one accord. They were of like mind. And all of a sudden, in this room, all of a sudden, in this place where they were praying together, there came the sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And this rushing wind came rushing in through this room where they were sitting, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them, so they could see them, the divided tongues as of fire, and each tongue sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so this Holy Spirit fire came in them. This Holy Spirit came in and filled this whole house. It filled the whole room. And because they were all in one accord and they were there for the same purpose and they all desired the same outcome, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, that is a good teaching for us beloved, because when we are in accord, in one accord with our brothers and sisters, if we are in a meeting and we are all praying together, the Lord can do great things through the unity of the brethren. The Lord can do great things when people love each other and are submitted to His leadership in unity and in love. And the Lord can do great things to propel people into ministry when they come together for a meeting and they submit themselves to Him and they submit themselves to His leadership and His lordship. The Lord can do great and mighty things. And that is exactly what happened. Each one of these people received the Holy Spirit. Each one of them began to speak in tongues. Each one of them began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. And as they spoke, they then preached the gospel of the kingdom to people gathered there in Jerusalem from many nations around the earth. And so you could say this is the very first great evangelism meeting. This is the very first great crusade. And we'll find out later that 3,000 people came to know the Lord and were baptized that day. 3,000 people were ushered into the kingdom of God at the first great crusade. And so this was not a small meeting. This was not a little house fellowship. There was many thousands of people there, and they all heard the gospel being preached in their own native language. And so that was a miracle of the gift of tongues, that these disciples, when they received the Holy Spirit, they began to preach in languages that they did not know. And so that is the gift of tongues. And so when all of this took place, people were standing around and they were mocking these disciples, and they were saying they must be drunk because they're speaking in languages they don't know, and they're acting very excited. And so they were mocking them, and they were saying they were full of new wine. And Peter, standing up with the 11 disciples, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But what you see happening," he says in verse 16, "what you see happening was spoken by the prophet Joel." Verse 17, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, beloved, that happened nearly 2,000 years ago. On the day of Pentecost, it was a historical event, or it is a historical event that we can read about in the Bible, but it is also an event that takes place every single day on this earth. People receive the Holy Spirit. People receive salvation because somebody is preaching the gospel to them. Somebody is sharing the good news that Jesus saves with them. And beloved, that is the reason I'm on the radio here today and every Sunday and around the world on the internet, is because I believe that Jesus Christ still saves today. I believe He is the answer to the world's problems today. And you can come to know Him, if you don't, as your Lord and Savior. You can come to know Him and you can receive that very same gift that was given out on the day of Pentecost nearly 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus. "I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you are who you say you are, that you died on the cross and you shed your precious blood to cover my sins." And if you repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Lord, follow it up with Christian baptism, you are saved. You will be saved for all eternity, and the Lord will greet you when you get to heaven, and He will greet you and say, "Come in, my good and faithful servant. You have done well in your love for me and in your obedience to me. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. I invite you to support this ministry. Thank you for your prayers and your contributions. Stay tuned for contact information. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again for listening. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.